I want to come back to the breaking news that we got from the Wall Street Journal earlier this hour, Jeannie. The Journal is reporting that President Trump is planning to fire the commissioner of the FDA, Marty Makary, who we understand there's been some conflict within the FDA, a lot of questions around his drug approval system in particular. But I wonder what this would send to you, knowing that this would be yet more turnover in the wider HHS under RFK Jr., when we've already seen the CDC director, for example, ousted last year. The deputy secretary went as well. Is this an RFK Jr. Health and Human Services Department problem, or do you think that this is emblematic of the kind of wider turnover we are starting to see now in the second Trump administration?
I think it's both. I think it has a lot to do with RFK. I also think it wouldn't be happening without the president's approval, of course. And it speaks to turnover that happens at these times. But I think in particular with this commissioner, there has been a lot of consternation, a lot of tension between him and the White House on various things. It's the vaping. It's the abortion. I think that is a big, big issue. There was a lot of frustration that he kept that Biden era mail access in place despite calls to the contrary. It's about vaccines. So I think that, I think it's also coming from the inside, a little bit as what we saw in the case of DHS, for instance, where there has been frustration and tension with the staff. So I think all of that plus industry pushback is combining to make it a situation that, yeah, it speaks to turnover we naturally see, but I also think it's about this MAHA doctor and how this has, he has run the FDA over the last year, and he has ruffled many feathers, and I think it's coming home to roost.